with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy December. Here we are. We're in the last month of the year. How'd your deer season go, Bob? It's still on, right?
It
because
is.
Because they extended it this year.
It is.
A few days.
It is.
And, but I have not scored, but it's for lack of effort more than anything. My buddies, you've got buddies. Everybody's got buddies that are putting their pictures on Facebook or sending a text or whatever. Some really nice deer taken this year.
There's some guys like Tim Roller and this Pelletier, I think, is from the UP, and guys I follow on Facebook that hunt a bunch.
Yeah.
They're putting up some pretty nice stuff online.
Yep.
I'm right now trying to figure out next year. So this year is going to be in the bag because I have so much coming at me with Maggie's wedding and Christmas and finishing up the house for the onslaught of parties coming at I'm just going to probably take a doe by my house. I bought a doe permit, and I've got plenty of doe. And
yep.
So I'm just waiting to see the right one, older gal.
Yep.
But if you're using charcoal, if you're using gas, they both need to heat up. For both of them, you need to be ahead of your game. But I want to talk about timing. Are you going to go out and just do something that you can do really quick because it's cold out? Or do you want to pick something that you can put on and take your time with and go back in and enjoy a football game or stare into your wife's eyes and dream?
All of that,
yeah,
man. All of that. For me, I think that I enjoy the process as much as I enjoy the result.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Either one works.
Right. Either one of those works for me, but given a Saturday afternoon when I'm not pinched to do something else, there's nothing more enjoyable to me than to do an hour-long cook on the grill or maybe fire up my Kamado with charcoal, get it up to heat, and cook a chicken. And it's an hour and a half or 2 hours, and I can go out and I can, you know, stick the thermopen in it and check and see how it's doing and open it two or three times in that hour and a half, and I've got it on 300 degrees. And
you know, they've got a device that I have. It's called Smoke.
Yeah?
And it's got two probes, and one goes in your meat, one just goes in the chamber of the grill, and then it's got a remote that you bring inside your house.
Right.
Something like that's really handy.
There you go. Perfect Christmas gift, by the way, for the griller in your life.
Yeah, go to thegrillingguys.com. On the right sides, all our sponsors, Thermopen is one of them. Click on that link. You'll get their latest deal. But if you don't have a Thermopen, you want the MX4 at least, or 3. And if you do have one, the next thing you need is called the Smoke.
Yep.
And it's only $199. Wonderful Christmas gift for your spouse.
Right.
And your wife can use it inside or you can use it inside. It's good for inside and out, but it's just really nice so you don't have to lift your lid.
Right. I have one. You can set minimum, maximum temperatures on it with alarms. So it'll send you the note if your fire goes out. That sometimes happens in cold weather because you use more fuel than you thought you were going to use to maintain the heat, especially if you're doing a long smoke.
Which model do you have? Do you have Smoke?
I don't know what it's called, but it's got a little digital screen, and I got the two probes, one for the ambient temperature and one for the
meat. And there's some of those that are internet. We have that other brand that works on
can't
the internet.
Remember that. Yeah.
That's a bit complicated for me.
Right.
I always had trouble with the IP on it, but there's a bunch of them that work on your phone app. There's all sorts of ways to do that. But I agree absolutely of remote monitoring. So let's talk about what to put on there. I think if you're doing super fast, if you were lucky enough to score a big game animal right now, those you have to do super fast anyway.
So lean. Yeah.
So I'm going to just take some chops from a back strap, and I'm going to hit them with a little bit of my favorite spice. And let them sit on the counter for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, warm up a little bit. And then I'm going to slather some garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company on there and throw them on the grill.
Right.
Put my spice on, then the oil. Always put your spice on first, then the oil. And otherwise, I might do, to be honest with you, this time of year, I cook the same stuff I cook in the summer. We love hot dogs and brats and burgers.
Right.
And I have that hand-raised cow that my buddy up north, Doug Singalob, raised and sold me half of. And that the hamburger is like 85% lean.
Mm-hmm.
It's not grass-fed. It's corn-fed.
Yeah.
Now, I have a buddy up in Mount Pleasant who actually feeds them old candy bars. He buys candy from some broker who pulls them off the shelf or whatever. And this guy has a stripper, strips the wrappers off them. And, yeah.
Strippers and candy bars. You lost me there for a minute.
They feed their cows in the last few weeks a bunch of chocolate. This stuff is crazy. That's the fattest steak I've ever seen. But you can take something like that and throw it on the grill.
But you're going to have to watch that if it's got a high fat content in it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, but if you're leaving the lid open, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's so cold out, you're just trying to get that thing done.
So you're doing it. Your surface temperature is what you're after there, not the convective temperature in the grill because you're leaving the lid open.
Everybody knows the performance of their grate.
Right.
And if it's got hot spots, go buy some grill grates. We've had him on the show before. I gave you that pair I had. How do they work?
They're working great. And let's go down that rabbit trail just a second. Because what that is it's a second set of grates that you set on top of the ones that came with your grill. But what it does is it creates a little airspace in there. And the way these things are designed, any drippings don't hit your burner.
Brian, I just want you to notice how easy that bait was. He went down the rabbit trail faster than I do.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So let's
but
get
I
the record step.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't think the listeners care how much a rabbit hole I'm down. It's just what's down there when I get there?
Or if you've got a stripper feeding your cow.
Right,
yeah, I get it.
Right, yeah.
So I might, and, you know, a lot of people don't have smokers. And here's something else I'd tell you. Go down to Garrett's Appliance. Mm-hmm. You can get a smoker for as low as $400. You can actually go to like a Cabela kind of place or Dunham's, and you can find the little smoky hollows for $129 if you really just want to practice and don't have the budget to dive $400 or $1,000.
Right.
But I'd tell you, your priorities are wrong if you don't have the budget for it. Wait till Christmas. Ask your wife for a gift card.
Right.
Because you don't need any more shirts, dude. Trust me on this, okay?
Right.
Your closet's full of them. And none of them fit.
Right. But a new grill or a smoker, I'm not sure you got too many of those.
No, never.
In my book,
never.
You don't?
I'm wanting another one.
Right.
I want one of those Tex-Mex or whatever that Garrett sells, that
stainless
cubes.
Box.
Yeah,
cube?
I want one bad. And my wife never listens to the show, so she don't know.
Well, that's because she has to listen to you all day, right? Yeah. So
I get
why would she listen to the show?
I get it.
But that, again, the back to the fuel. If you're using pellets, if you're using charcoal, those are going to take longer to get that big metal box heated up. Whereas if you're a propane guy or natural gas, it's going to heat up a little
quicker.
Now,
how about if it's really windy and you're using charcoal?
Dangerous when you open the top because that wind will sweep through there.
Is it on your wooden deck?
Right, yeah. Give you a burst of oxygen, but what it also might do is suck out some embers. Out of your firebox.
There's usually a vent. I had burnt my foot that time from closing the lid on that smoker.
Right.
Because the air pushed the coals out of that vent.
That was terrible.
Oh, I did a dance.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But anyway, same thing will happen in your grill. Let's say you shut the lid a little hot because you're freezing, because you run out in your socks and no shirt.
Right.
So weatherproofing the deck if you're going to use charcoal in a high wind scenario. Another reason to make a little simple guard. Dude, it'll cost you $20.
Right. One sheet of plywood and some hinges.
Probably got the old hinges in your garage.
Right. Yeah. Get a garage.
If not, call me. I have.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about meatloaf, chuck roast, a whole chicken, and a whole lot more. Stick with us. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We'll be back. All the leaves are brown and the